Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite everyone to join Dr. Troy Hinkle this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central on our app, where Dr. Troy will be answering any question you have about the really deep topics we've been going through in the rosary. So over the last month, we've been going through the 30 most important things you need to know, plus this in-depth dive on conversion through the Beatitudes, and probably a lot of questions came up. So this is your chance. Just turn on your notifications on our app, or just log into the app this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. I have become closer friends with Bishop Oliver Domodedeschi. He's the bishop of Maiduguri in northeast Nigeria. In 2009, the Muslim terrorist group Boko Haram, one of the most violent and evil fundamentalist Muslim groups on the planet, began to attack Christians in his diocese. By 2014, Boko Haram completely overran his diocese. The Nigerian military dropped their weapons and fled like children. Thousands of Catholics were killed, 200 church structures were burned, and hundreds of thousands of Catholics fled for their lives to neighboring countries. Father William, a priest from the diocese, told me that as he drove from parish to celebrate Mass, the roads were littered with dead bodies, and at any moment, he could be surrounded by Boko Haram, dragged from his car, and shot. In October of 2014, Bishop Oliver went before our Lord Jesus in Eucharistic adoration. He said he was traumatized and trembling and began to pray the rosary. And suddenly, Jesus appeared to the bishop in a vision, holding a very long sword in his hands. When he saw Jesus, the bishop said, "Lord, what is this?" But Jesus did not answer. He simply stretched out his arms and put the sword into the hands of Bishop Oliver. And when the bishop received the sword, it turned into a rosary. Then Jesus spoke these words three times. "Boko Haram is gone. Boko Haram is gone. Boko Haram is gone." And the vision ended. But the message was clear. With the rosary, we shall conquer. Now at that time, Boko Haram had complete control of the diocese, and if anyone was seen or caught in public as a Catholic, Boko Haram would instantly kill them. Yet despite the danger, Bishop Oliver began to go village to village and organize public rosary processions. And from the moment the people began to publicly pray the rosary, Boko Haram was driven out of the diocese. And he told me, all the church structures have been rebuilt. All of his parishioners came back from the neighboring countries. And now, 97% of his diocese goes to Mass every Sunday. And most importantly, the church in his diocese is growing from strength to strength. At one parish alone, Bishop Oliver brought 500 new adults into the church. Mary came down through the rosary and sent Boko Haram packing. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. As we sat together, and Bishop Oliver was telling me of these miraculous events in his diocese, he then said to me, Michael, this is not the first time our mother has sent evil forces packing by the power of the rosary. Do you remember what took place in Austria after World War II? Did you know that much of Austria was under the Iron Curtain after World War II? Now, I did know, but I loved hearing it again from Bishop Oliver, so I didn't let on. After World War II, Austria was divided up by the Allies. The eastern half of the country and Vienna came under the control of the Soviets. Now, until 1991, the Soviets never lost a nation, but something different happened here. Father Petrus Pavlicek was inspired by the words of Our Lady at Fatima. for she asked us to pray the rosary every day, because she said that only she could help us. So from 1947 to 1955, Father Pavlicek began gathering people in villages and towns and cities across Soviet-controlled Austria on the 13th of each month to pray the rosary together in public, and he called it the Rosary Crusade. Now, many people gathered at first, but they had a hard time sustaining their spiritual practices, and the Rosary Crusade ebbed and flowed. But Father Petrus persevered in his confidence in Our Lady. By 1955, 8 years later, 500,000 Austrians had pledged to pray the Rosary daily, interceding for the freedom of Austria. And the Cold War intensified. The Soviets were crushing the Hungarians at this very time. Yet miraculously, while sending thousands of tanks into Hungary, on March 24, 1955, the eve of the Annunciation, to the world's surprise, the Soviets announced they would withdraw their troops from Austria in 3 months. And then on May 15th, they signed a treaty guaranteeing the independence of Austria. And in October of 1955, the month of the Rosary, the last Russian soldier left Austrian soil. Once again, Mary came down through the Rosary and sent the enemy packing. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Then Bishop Oliver said to me, "And Michael, do you remember what happened in Brazil in the 1960s? That in 1964, the president of Brazil, President Goulart, wanted to make Brazil a communist country, but the Archbishop of Rio, Cardinal Camara, in a radio address to the country, called the people to resist publicly by praying the rosary, and how this so enraged President Goulart that he went on national radio and insulted the Brazilian people, ridiculing the rosary, saying that it was his Marxist ideas that would reform and save Brazil, not the rosaries of simple women. Well, that was a mistake, because 20,000 of those simple women hit the streets with their rosaries, and they marched right into the midst of his communist rally and shut it down by praying the rosary so loudly. And then on March 19th, more than 600,000 people marched through the streets of São Paulo, praying the rosary in the famous March of the Family with God toward freedom. And President Goulart was so intimidated that he had to flee the country. Once again, our mother came down through the rosary and sent the enemy packing. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Then Bishop Oliver said, "And Michael, you remember what happened in the Philippines in 1986? And I said, "All I remember about that is Imelda Marcos had a lot of shoes." He said, "No, Michael. Her husband, Ferdinand Marcos, was an evil dictator who oppressed the Filipino people for 20 years. And in 1986, hundreds of thousands of Filipinos rose up in a nonviolent protest against his dictatorship. And they filled the main highway and knelt down praying the rosary. Well, Marcos ordered the military to run over the people praying with their tanks. He gave them a direct order. And afterward, soldiers bore witness that they were bent on carrying out the order, but they witnessed Mary, the Mother of God, appearing to them telling them to stop their tanks and to get out and kneel down and pray the rosary with the people. And they did. Because she told them she was the Queen of Heaven. And that night, Marcos fled the country. Once again, Mary came down through the rosary and sent the enemy packing. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Then Bishop Oliver said to me, "Michael, you should come to Nigeria." And I said, "No way, it's too dangerous, and you might be dead before I get there." But then I paused, and I looked at him and I said, "Actually, Bishop Oliver, we are facing a more dangerous enemy in the West. We're not facing an enemy that will probably kill our bodies, but we're facing an enemy that's killing the souls of our loved ones with materialism, comfort, isolation, and loneliness. See, we have everything we need, so we think we don't need God or each other." Then Bishop Oliver said to me, "Michael, you must let your people know that being close to Mary is the solution to all their challenges in the world, and they should consecrate and reconsecrate themselves and their families to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. For did not Mary say at Fatima, 'God wants to establish in the world devotion to the Heart of Mary, wanting to save it by this means,' and that we should pray the rosary every day and invite someone to pray with us, even if it means we have to change our routines. And finally, we must live the first Saturdays of reparation as Mary requested, that on the first Saturday of 5 consecutive months, we go to Mass, pray the rosary, and go to confession. And then Bishop Oliver ended our conversation very passionately, saying, "Mary will conquer, but she needs our cooperation." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, you had a chance to meet Bishop Domodedche. What are your thoughts with this meditation?
He's such an incredible man on so many levels. I think especially when I think about the talk that he gave up in Steubenville, it was so powerful, but so joyful. So joyful that he burst into song in the middle of his speech, and it was just awe-inspiring.
Yeah.
But I think especially hearing his stories of what the people in his diocese are experiencing and what all these other Catholics who are impacted by the Rosary have experienced, it's the reminder that even though we're living in very different conditions, and even though we face very different spiritual problems and threats, we need to have the same courage. Because I think my problem is no one's trying to take my faith away from me. I just, more often than not, just choose lesser things, or I just let it fall out of my hands like I'm not even looking, like I don't even care.
Yeah.
It's the way that, for instance, living in Johnson County and having food security in my life, I probably waste more food than anyone else because I just don't have to worry about it. Yeah. But with my faith, I just waste all the moments that I have because I don't have to worry about it.
That's exactly
It's a huge danger.
That's exactly
right. And that real battle-ready courage is just so inspiring.
And what I love, every time I talk with him, he has such confidence in Mary. And we need a greater confidence in Our Lady and a greater confidence in the power of the rosary. Just when I asked him, what do we do? And he was so adamant, let your people know that being close to Mary is the solution to all their challenges in this world. And what does that mean very practically? I think, first of all, constantly consecrate, give all the things you can't solve to Our Lady and let her do it.
And be confident to do, let's say, bolder things, because she does have your back.
Yeah. But especially inviting others to the rosary, sharing this podcast with others, inviting them to pray with you. Look, he went out and invited people to pray in public, where if you got caught in public as a Catholic, mm-hmm. you were instantly dead.
Yeah.
We're not facing any kind of danger like that. What's holding us back mm-hmm. from inviting more people to pray the rosary with
or
us?
Or just living our faith publicly, at work, amongst friends.
Amongst our family. The most important place.
I was having a conversation with friends recently talking about the complex nature of how we handle the homeless population and how you, the best things you can do for an individual when they're right in front of you. And people are always like, oh, I always offer to pray for someone. But in my head, I'm like, oh, well, that they're just not going to receive that well. They'd be so ticked off. And I'm like, it's not my business to choose how people are going to receive it. Because immediately I'm like, I'm not even saying that they're going to have a violent outburst, because I say, hey, how can I pray for you?
Yeah.
More intentionally. If I really do believe that, whether or not they believe that would help them, I believe that it would help them. But culture has made me feel like even saying that is a risk.
Yeah, it's amazing. Our culture has made us timid. And Our Lady is calling us to be more like Bishop Oliver, more bold. Be bold. Let Our Lady take care of it. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.